Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about AI video generation. This is one of our favorite topics to cover because it's continuously developing and getting more complex. We have some new competitors to OpenAI's Sora. One is the Luma AI, or the Luma Dream Machine, and then Runway released their Gen 3 video generation software. They are looking pretty good. So, Jaden, what's your opinion on these? I know you've tried Luma. What do you think about all this?
Yeah, no, I think this is amazing. Luma's really impressive. I gave it a try. I mean, I just went in there and I was just like, generate. I always try to just like, it's pretty much the same thing I test on all of them just because I just try to get it to generate like a version of me. But I'm just like, generate like a white male in a podcast studio. I'm just trying to see when the AI is going to replace me. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, no, it generated it. It was pretty good. I mean, compared to, there's like Pika, there's Runway. Now we got Luma. And of course, we're waiting for OpenAI Sora. There's a bunch of, they all have like 4 letters, Pika, Sora,
yeah.
Luma. It's gonna get confusing when you need someone with a long name. Runway at least is a little bit longer. Okay. So I think that it was a fairly decent video that it was able to generate. But what I do think is cool, there's a bunch of people that are doing demos on, essentially I've seen someone make a whole music video with it, which was like kind of impressive. You nice. Can do some interesting things with Luma where you like upload images and you have it like use that image. Now it is free and anyone can go over to their website and actually give this a try, which in my opinion is super cool. It's just lumalabs.ai. You will see at the top of their website, though, there's a big banner that says, due to high demand, we're temporarily limiting free tier to 10 generations a day. Paid tier have priority in the queue and no daily limit. So, I mean, obviously, this makes a lot of sense. I think it's pretty generous of them to give free 10 free generations a day to, you know, free people anyways. It's kind of how they get people to use the platform and stuff. But they do have an option for you to go and actually click on an image and upload the image and get it to like, it's essentially animating, you know, one of your images and making something. So I think that that's really, really cool. I've tried some cool things with this. So yeah, I don't know. I think this is a great tool. And I was really about to say like Luma stole the show on video this week, but then just this morning, about 3 hours ago, Runway posted on LinkedIn and you know the press release and the whole thing and announced their Gen 3 alpha. Have you tried the original version of Runway?
I personally have not, no, but I think, you know, what's cool about both Runway and Luma is that they're offering this to people right now for free where, you know, yeah. OpenAI is being a little more cautious, which maybe for good reason, but still, this is pretty cool. I'm reading right now the Gen 3 Alpha excels in human characters and emotions, which I know in the past we've talked about the kind of like the facial expressions and things like that are the... Uh-huh. Kind of the final frontier with video generation, because it's hard for AI for some reason to mimic, you know, human emotions. So, it's pretty cool. Is this going to be free as well? Do you know?
Runway does have some free stuff where you can go and kind of use it. And so in the past when I've used it and generated stuff on Runway, I was like, oh man, it's not that good. It was kind of just seemed like animated GIFs. They were kind of low quality. They didn't seem that good. And when like Sora is doing these demos and Pika and Luma are all coming out, I'm like, man, like Runway's getting beat. They were kind of like the OG. They were really at the very beginning, they were quite big. But I was like, man, they're just getting beat. But it looks like this new version that they've come out, obviously they're working on it and they came out with something quite impressive. So it seems like they just kind of like jumped the gun earlier than everyone else where they came out with like a worse model, but they were like the first model. And I actually don't think that was a bad strategy because they really made a name for themselves. And they, when they were the first model, even though they were worse, it was like, oh, like kind of cool what they were doing. I wanted to show you a demo and I'll explain it for people that are just listening of what Runway's model is actually capable of. So they're showing some really interesting demos. One of them is like the camera's coming through a cloud and it's moving. This was something that Runway did not do previously, and it's going over like all of these ruins. They have another one where there's like a flaming fireball that's spinning and it's going through like a Asian market. They have another one where there's like a mountain and it's going inside the mountain into like a room, and there's like waves crashing in. There's like, it's all sorts of like really crazy stuff. And then it goes like underwater. There's an astronaut who's like running. You can see the guy's actual facial expression through his shield. He's running through like the streets. All of this is getting way, way better than what historically Runway was able to do. They have a close up of a girl's face, which looks really, really similar to something that you generate with Midjourney.
That's got impressive.
Amazing facial expressions. They're zooming through like buildings. And this is something that I've seen like when the Sora did all their demos, they had these kind of like zooming shots. It looks like they're doing them. And I mean, it is probably cherry picked footage. They're going through a jungle and stuff. And so probably some of this is like cherry picked footage, but the footage that they're showing is really, really impressive. More impressive than I think Luma. So Luma had like a weekend pretty much to be like the cool new kid on the block as far as video generation. And all of a sudden Runway is coming out, and I'm excited, right? Because Runway's raised a ton of money. We've known about them for a long time. I was always like disappointed, like, oh man, what are all these new, you know, these new young punks coming out and making these new models, and Runway hasn't updated. This big update seems like pretty much what I would expect out of Sora. Like, I'm going to say Sora's already here with what Runway has, assuming it actually plays out. They said the next few days, so I'm not going to get too mad. It's not in the next months, few days, and we should all be able to access this.
Yeah, I can't wait to try it. That looked amazing and definitely on the same level as Sora, what you said. But I thought I think you posted the video of the white male podcaster, didn't you, on your Instagram?
Yes.
I thought that one was pretty decent too, with Luma. So I mean, yeah, Runway, it definitely looked a little bit more cinematic. I feel like what's really going to be exciting, and I know it'll be at some point, but all the footage that we just kind of looked at almost looked like just 24 frames per second cinematic footage. I would love to see them be able to kind of break the barrier and do, you know, 60 frames per second, kind of the action type stuff. Yeah. And I think it'll eventually come, but it's really cool to see how far it's come.
No, I think it's amazing. In their post, they essentially said that Gen 3 Alpha, that's their new base model, and they said it can create highly detailed videos with complex scene changes, a wide range of cinematic choices. So I guess you're gonna have like a bunch of choices there, detailed art directions, and it's gonna be available to everyone in the next couple of days. I'm really excited about it. I think it'll be big. You're right. Luma's awesome, and I'm not discounting it. But one thing that I do think that Runway has perhaps over Luma is Luma's just coming out, and their video model's pretty good. But because Runway's been around for like at least a year that's been usable, they have like a bunch of built-in tools where like they have motion effects where you can like pretty much make a person look a certain way or do a certain thing. So they have like all of these controls embedded. So all of a sudden, you know, all the models generating videos were better, so obviously you're going to use the better ones. But as soon as Runway has something comparable to everyone else, they have all these really cool built-in tools for making people move and look certain ways and you being able to control that. So I think Runway is going to have a big leg up. Even if OpenAI released Sora today, unless they have all of Runway's like embedded tools, I think Runway might actually be able to keep a leg up on them, which personally I would be happy about. I love OpenAI being good at everything. I don't want OpenAI to be the best at everything. Something about that just like I don't like. So I'm really happy if we have Midjourney that's better at images, 11 Labs that's better at audio, Runway that's better at video. They're generally good at everything, but if a company is focusing on one specific thing, I would expect them to at a minimum have more tools and make their, which essentially, and features, even if the generations are the same quality, so that, you know, they have a leg up. That's, you know, what I like to see in the industry for competition. I think that's what's playing out right now.
Yeah, well, send me a message when it is available, Runway, because I'd love to give it a try. That kind of stuff excites me, especially being, you know, with the video background and everything. So anyways, guys, thanks for listening to this podcast. We appreciate any feedback through reviews. So if you could leave us a review, we'd really appreciate it. It means the world to us. Thanks for listening and have a great day.